Okay, so we continue obviously on time, continuing in the Arche Tzadikim. We're in Sha'ar Ha'ava. I'm not sure what page we're on because I don't have my sefer, but we're continuing in Sha'ar Ha'ava. We learned yesterday that even when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, don't associate yourself with the Rasha. So he continues with that idea. He says, Vafilu Dvar Mitzvah Asal is Chaver LaRasha. Even when it comes to a mitzvah, it's aser to join with a Rasha. Shenemar, don't envy him and don't follow in his ways. You should stay away from an evil neighbor. And don't join with the Rasha. And many are the ways that lead to death when someone is friends with Rishayim. Hold on a second. I think we're actually a little further. Yeah, we're a little further on. Hold on. Oh, so we were also talking yesterday. We did that yesterday. We're also talking yesterday about someone who loves life and how should a person approach life? It shouldn't be that I live to eat, but rather it should be I eat to live. In order that everything that I do, the purpose of it should be that I'm doing it for a life of Torah mitzvahs. So he says like this: Avol chayim she'en bem yiras Hashem. But a life that does not involve fear of Hashem, ein ze nikra chayim, that's not called living. The yakutz v'yimas b'chayim she'en neged abari yisbarach. And a person should be disgusted and reject such a life that goes against the Ratzon Hashem. Rivka says to Yitzchak that at the end of Parshas Toldos, when Rivka goes in to ask Yitzchak to send Yaakov to Lavan, so she says, "Katzti b'chayim et nei b'nois ches," that I'm disgusted of my life because of the daughters of Ches. Now, "Katzti b'chayai" means that literally to to my life, like in other words, what's my life worth if Yaakov is going to go and marry Yaakov? Why am I living? So, what's the purpose of living if you're going to if Yaakov is going to go off the derech? It's almost like it's not worth to live to see that. Therefore, in a place where there's a chilah Hashem, a person should not worry about his life. The person should always be ready, willing, and able to give up his life in order that if that's what's necessary to bring about a Kiddush Hashem. So I'm sorry I forgot to say that at the outset, but the learning today should be Chosi Lenishmascha, as well as Rabbi and Abedati for all those in Yisrael. Okay, continuing. He says, Avas Kavai, what about love of honor? It's something that's terribly evil. Therefore, a person should run away from kavod to the to the to as much as he can with all of his abilities. And if a person separates themselves from two things, what are they? They kavod, honor, and getting pleasure from others, as meaning like in gifts. And also, he'll be very close. It'll make it a lot easier for him to grow in his ruchnius. Says honor messes up all actions. Because it ends up becoming, kavod ends up becoming the purpose of everything you do. You do things publicly because you want people to notice. And what's the unintended consequence of that? Is that when there is no crowd, you're not going to bother doing it because you're only there to put on an act. So if the driving force behind what you're doing is kavod, so it's going to undermine the growth that you're looking to gain. And even he says, let's say you're not running after kavod, you don't care about that. But in Muroideh, if he wants to benefit from others, that also messes up his actions. Because he's always looking to make a profit out of everything. So again, these people, problem with these people is that they're focusing inward. They're not focused outward. It's not what I can do for others, but rather it's what can others do for me. So if it's kavod, then I want kavod. The only actions that are worth my time are things that are going to bring me a net positive result in terms of honor. And if it's a benefit from others that I want, then obviously I'm only going to do things when I see a net positive in my direction. Meaning, if I'm going to be losing more than I'm gaining, it's not worth my time to do. And that ends up undermining a lot of good actions that we want to do. Because again, as I said, if our motivation is that we want kavod, then when there is no kavod to be had, we're going to skip the ma'asim tovim. And also, if there's no net positive result to us from others, then again, we're not going to bother doing it. The Lefavim, he says, yesh mitzvah leberedifas kavod. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to chase after kavod. So, as I said, with many of the bidos, he's going to show us the positive and the negative. So here, there is a positive aspect of honor. Let's say you are a gadol, and people are embarrassing you, laughing at you, because of your good actions. So what ends up happening here is you're doing the right thing, and people are mocking you and making fun of you for doing the right thing, but because of that, what ends up happening is you lose respect in the eyes of other people, not just the people making fun of you, but other people. They look at how you're being mocked and they lose their respect for you, and then they're not going to listen to you either. And if someone has the ability to give mussar to others and sort of force their hand to honor him and to listen to his words, he says, then you have to. If you have the ability to be a positive role model for others, and the requirement is that you have kavod in order to do so, you need to demand respect and demand the respect. That is an appropriate use of kavod. For example, if people embarrass him in public, don't forgive them until they make up. But most of the time, you should be distancing yourself, running away from it. Right? Three things cannot, because of jealousy, you're never happy with what you have, you throw it all away because it's not worth anything to you. Taiva, you never again, similar to kinah, you're never satisfied. So you're constantly looking for more and more. And kavod, because that's essentially a faulty foundation for what you're doing, because it's all determined based on kavod. Again, it is another way of being self-centered, a different aspect of it. But again, everything that you do is being generated because of kavod, and it ends up undermining whatever you're doing. Don't ever do anything good for the honor. He says, you worry about Hashem, don't worry. The honor will come. If you do and you fulfill your responsibilities, then the honor will come on its own.